Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Masterpiece of the week.
Oh, okay.
She said, list this.
The chimes.
Barstool Sports.
I don't understand.
Corey's laptop.
Okay, Barstool Sports is a website. You said you didn't understand.
Right.
And you got a list from there once before. And so I think that maybe that's where the list is from tonight. Let me know. What do we got, Corey? What's the answer?
Masterpiece of the week we do every Friday. And it's from us. Like we, mm-hmm. this, it's mm-hmm. audio.
It's from the U.S.
Little
got
audio
it.
Plops.
Okay.
It's
never going to be a thing.
That Parker has collected.
He's
collected,
off of the chive?
He's collected all the plops.
Ooh, from Barstool Sports?
And no, from our show.
We plopped in the bag and gave it to him? Is that, I'm not
I don't
following.
Even know what that means.
In our bag of plops.
Yeah.
Because you can't say drops because another radio station pretends to invented that.
Even though it's an old radio
You can still
term.
Say that.
I don't think so.
That was around
means you're
before.
You're copycat, Parker. Those are the rules of radio.
Ben Rogers tweeted, I love Slater, Jane Slater, but the players have a massive hand in this. Because earlier in the day, she'd said that Dak had nothing to do with it, that you know some of the players had nothing to do with it. She then tweeted to Ben, after talking to Dez in our interview, he does believe players had a hand now. I was told otherwise. That's two different camps, though, all trying to spin different stories.
For the record, if Dak had a part in Dez leaving, I have no problem with that. He's the quarterback. He's going to be your future, and he notices it's not working with Dez, and it's been 2 years. And if he's got that kind of pull, I got no problem with that.
All right, so Parker, you have collected every single funny and stupid thing that we've said this week.
We call them audio plop.
Audio plop of us.
Sure. Never going to use that word.
Can we call it something else? Like maybe audio...
You came up with audio plop.
I did not come up with audio plop.
You damn sure did.
When?
One night when we were trying to come up with a new word.
All right, I was on your side, Corey, until you go one night.
This is back whenever we were up in the other studio with DJ at the time.
I don't know who that is.
I don't remember saying...
You know, he was up here during...
Never heard of him.
He used to walk around here going, I'm the D around here.
That's not true.
Okay, now you just put...
Well, that's going to be on next week.
Putting words in everybody's mouth.
As long as it's just words.
The 214 radio has no rules.
That is not true.
We are the fools with no rules.
I mean, that is true.
So do the thing, Parker.
So is Parker going to run this list, or is he just sitting around? What's the story?
I mean, I'm just waiting for Corey to start talking about D's and plops.
Drawing on a piece of paper.
So
he's drawing you a picture.
I've drawn a bunch of plops. For the stupidest show.
This happened at the Rangers game tonight. It doesn't qualify for Masterpiece of the Week. I just thought it was funny as hell.
Two working days before you dig. So Martin comes on for the eighth time this season.
Oh.
What happened?
So apparently our good engineer Ted Nichols Payne forgot his microphone was on, but he didn't say anything. He just had the realization his microphone was on and made a really weird oh noise.
Do it. I want to hear that one more time.
Oh.
I think it qualifies because it's Ted.
Tremendous.
We've considered Ted part of the show before.
We walked up a mountain with him.
We walked up a mountain with Ted.
He broke his hands while y'all were out with him.
Yeah, dislocated like two fingers on
a
bike.
That was a different trip.
He flipped off of a bike.
Do you think that's the first time he's dislocated two of his fingers?
I mean, he tried to put them back in place.
Ow!
He like sat there and tried. He got one back in, but he couldn't get the other one all the way back in. So
he
just left it kind of sitting out a little bit until he went to the doctor and they put it back in for him.
Man, this is the perfect segue for something Corey said this week.
I'm just saying, but if I needed to be around a I fear for my fingers.
Oh, no. I mean, you can't get pregnant like that. You should be fine.
First off, I don't have a clue what I really said.
Meow.
No, there's no way that's what I really
said.
Come
on, meow.
I can't say that on air.
That's why we had to bleep it.
Yeah.
But why?
See, play it again. It makes no sense.
I could have said
that
plop.
Word. Yeah.
I'm just saying, but if I needed to be around a I fear for my fingers.
We wouldn't bleep it if you said plop.
I understand. No, you would, because that's how you are.
You also said this, Corey.
Now you should put a finger in your mouth.
Oh, my God. This list is so sexually charged already.
Why did I say that?
I have no idea.
Why did I say that? I don't know.
Guys, I feel like we should revisit what won a couple weeks ago. Just so anyone who's just now tuning in can kind of get a feel for what happens in Masterpiece of the Week. We had a three-way tie for the first time.
Oh, no.
We had a three-way.
This was one of the three.
Yeah, he could do it on the butt if he wants to.
Congratulations, Kavanaugh.
It was still a tattoo on the butt.
Yeah.
Colby was also a winner.
Hold on. I think you just stole my penis.
I still love that one so much.
Oh, that's amazing.
Can you play that one more time? Just the shock.
He's dumbfounded by this.
Hold on. I think you just stole my penis.
He has to make everybody stop down. It's his moment.
Hold on.
I don't know how that wasn't the runaway winner.
Play it one more time and envision Colby staring out into space. And then just at the right time, looking down to his crotch. Play it one more time.
Hold on. I think you just stole my penis.
The third winner from last week was this from Kevin.
There's nothing you need to do except decide which order you're going to eat the in. Are you going to eat the head off first? Are you going to tackle it from behind? Are you just going to eat the whole thing at once? Those are your only decisions. This is a good point from the 214. See? No rules.
From the 214, plop it like it's hot.
Oh, my God.
And then
should that be the intro to this? Like, when you got a funny segment, plop it. No, we're not going to do that.
From another 214, F off, Parker.
Okay.
So that's kind of weird.
It's fair.
Colby, you weren't here for this. I'm really interested in your reaction. We were doing percentages last night, and it devolved into
don't play this.
Really unfortunate and uncomfortable audio. If the computer will cooperate.
For the 972, can I bring my twin 2-year-old and 3-year-old daughter to KNC Live? Pretty positive they're better than Kevin. Not only can you, you should. Because last time, or two times ago, we got someone engaged. Perhaps we'll find other little kids and we will betroth you guys to one another and we'll see if we can set you up on like an arranged marriage kind of deal.
With the kids?
With other kids in the audience.
So we're going to arrange like 6-year-old kids to be married in the future?
Well, those kids are 2 and 3, so that'd be gross.
I feel like we shouldn't push this as one of our big draws.
Okay, fine. Then we'll give them some candy or something.
That's also kind of creepy.
That sounds
to some
creepy.
People.
And we could just have them, you know. Instead, you know what? There's a babysitter. There's a van out in the out in the
parking
garage.
No, hold on. That sounds shady. I'll tell you what. There's a
little trail of candy to the van.
One of the things that I know how to make is brownies, and since they're made by one of the hosts of the show, they're special. So I will bring my tray of special brownies and give them to your kid.
Yeah, at the.
Is that nice?
They can come hang out up here with me. It's just going to be me up here all night.
I feel like we're not saying any of this right, are we?
I'm fun.
We're the worst at this. We want your kids to come hang out, but we can't figure out how to get them in our place.
Let's face it. What the hell? There's a really good chance we're canceled before next Thursday. Still got time. If you're listening, Spittle.
Colby, your thoughts.
Kevin wants to give the kids the pot brownies.
Man, I didn't really think that part through. They're made with love, not pot.
Shove the kids into a van with candy so he can get them to his place.
I love when he was like, but I can't figure out how to get the kids here.
But at the beginning of that, Kevin's going to just go ahead and arrange marriages with random other kids.
But I drew the line between the two-year-old and the six-year-old too far.
It's really weird we were talking about kids.
Crud.
Corey, I'm so sorry.
She's my 15-year-old wife, you know?
You disgust me.
I was, you know what? And during that, we were talking about why we cry. And I was like, yeah, man, I teared up recently because my wife was, you know, talking about Lucy and to her teachers about going to kindergarten and all these things. I was talking about how strong she is and how great of a mom she is. And y'all did that because my 15-year-old wife has just turned into something amazing.
Oh, my God. Stop doubling down on your teenage bride thing.
Oh. What did you say?
Golly.
Would it be a bad time for me to follow up with this from Kevin?
Be careful. I'm coming home with a weapon in my pants.
That was about Parker's job.
Yeah, at the x-ray machine at the airport.
Oh, my God.
And then Corey said this.
I'm sorry that you weren't sexing me enough.
Oh, my gosh.
From the 214, how this show goes on is the great mystery of life. Agreed. I know you have a little pig, so if you Skype, I'll show you my hog. That's a good pickup line. Admit that. Oh, I don't know.
I really thought that was off air. Was that an on air discussion?
I guess it was. I don't recall that being on air.
Yeah,
either.
That was definitely on air. God. So was this.
I did not anticipate Penis Baba coming up. It's a true story. I should have.
Out of context. Sounds really uncomfortable, too.
It does.
Oh, my God.
From the 806, holy S, everything Kevin just said has to be our masterpiece of the week. This whole damn segment should win next week. The 682, oh, my God, I'm crying. This is the best segment ever, and I've been listening to y'all since you got on the air. Everybody who's listening right now and enjoying, put down the weed for a day and come to KNC Live on Thursday. You don't have to sign up or win or anything. They're just going to let everyone show up.
Speaking of weed.
I just want to be in a situation where you'd, oh, that's a whole bunch of weed. I don't even know why I said that.
One more. Corey, you were talking about this.
I don't want you to love me, sex robot. That was whenever Colby told us that after coitus, the sex robot will tell you that it loves you. And I don't need that in my life. I don't need a sex robot to say, hey, I love you. I did the sex robot for a reason. And so I could roll it out of the bed and move on with my life.
Would you be happy if you were considered a sex robot to the sex robots when they eventually overthrow us?
Oh, so they're just like, yeah. Come over here, sex robot. Do as you are told.
Yes. Pleasure.
So we have to find a way to vote now.
I don't even know what happened in this segment, I'm going to be honest.
For the 817, the hog thing was one of the funniest things I've ever heard. From the 214.
I have a little pig, so if you Skype, I'll show you my hog.
From the 214, why can y'all say penis so much? I mean, penis is a medical term. I vote for the weird thing about the kids to come see KNC Live. Because we all had terrible parts in that. And yeah, I vote for that.
The 469, I've said it before, but you guys are on some government watch list.
Not just one.
Oh, no question.
Man, I got to go with Corey's wife situation.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That'll make a good companion for next week when I win for saying doubling down. Jeez. Show's stupid.
Corey.
The long audio of us talking last night would not have made it to the show if I hadn't brought it up to Parker earlier. That is my nominee for the victor.
Thank you so much for reminding me of that, Corey.
It was while we were doing that, it was hilarious, although awkward.
So awkward.
And scary.
We might have to hear that going out of the show tonight, but I think I'm going to make that the winner as well. Oh. So congratulations, all of us except for Colby this week.
I mean, we got to hear it one more time, right? Because you'll probably never be able to hear this ever, ever again. So tell everybody you know in the next 15 seconds, because for the last time ever, here we go. For the 972, can I bring my twin 2-year-old and 3-year-old daughter to KNC Live? Pretty positive they're better than Kevin. Not only can you, you should. Because last time, or 2 times ago, we got someone engaged. Perhaps we'll find other little kids and we will betroth you guys to one another. And we'll see if we can set you up on like an arranged marriage kind of deal.
With the kids?
With other kids in the audience.
So we're going to arrange like 6-year-old kids to be married in the future?
Well, those kids are 2 and 3, so that'd be gross.
I feel like we shouldn't push this as one of our big draws.
Okay, fine. Then we'll give them some candy or something.
That's also kind of creepy.
That sounds
to some
creepy.
People.
And we could just have them, you know. Instead, you know what? There's a babysitter. There's a van out in the
No, hold on. That sounds shady. I'll tell you what.
There's a little trail of candy to the van.
One of the things that I know how to make is brownies, and since they're made by one of the hosts of the show, they're special. So I will bring my tray of special brownies and give them to your kid.
Yeah, at the.
Is that nice?
They can come hang out up here with me. It's just going to be me up here all night.
I feel like we're not saying any of this right, are we?
I'm fun.
We're the worst at this. We want your kids to come hang out, but we can't figure out how to get them in our place. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.